Someone was opening the window. Oh, relief! Oh, salvation! I knew I was safe now. Loper would come flying out the window, grab a whatever he might find to grab, a stick, a rock, a fence post, and he would start swinging, and coyotes would go flying in all directions. I would be saved. I would leap into Loper's awaiting arms. He would hug me, and I would lick his face, just like old times. A great way to wind up the,
Hank, if you don't shut up that dadgum barking, I'm gonna come out there and kick your tail up between your shoulder blades. Now hush up and get out of the yard.
Kick my tail? Hey, I was the guy who was trying to save his house and yard from an invasion of cannibals. If he was keen on kicking some tails up between some shoulder blades, how about if he started with Rip and Snort? Or maybe he didn't care if coyotes ate his loyal dog, and then ate all the shrubberies and flowers in the yard, and then ate the house too, huh? You know, in some ways this is a lousy job. How's a guy supposed to be head of ranch security if the people he's trying to protect don't? Never mind. The bottom line was that I was in big trouble. The window slammed shut. The coyotes had gained a few steps on me, and I was beginning to feel the strain and exhaustion of the chase. Didn't coyotes ever get tired? Maybe not, but I was starting to wear down. Things were looking pretty grim, fellers. I was gasping for breath, and I could hear the brothers behind me laughing and chuckling and muttering threats about all the things they would do when they caught me. I had one last trick in my bag of tricks. Over my shoulder, I yelled, Hey, Snort! Ha! Would it work one last time? I held my breath and waited. Snort yelled back,
Ha your own self! Rip and Snort, not fall for dummy ha-ha game one more time in a row! Ho-ho!
Well, that did it. I was out of luck, out of time, and out of breath. My cook was goosed.